Government shutdown has seemingly been averted for now after leaders in Congress are close to a deal to extend funding until the Friday before Christmas. Joining us for more is Politico congressional reporter Kyle Chaney. And Kyle, why were these two extra weeks necessary?
So the congressional schedule kind of got thrown up in the air with the passing of former President Bush. There was going to be a week, really, of remembrance. He's lying in the Capitol until Wednesday. And I also think there's, in addition to that, there's not a lot of eagerness to really dive into this fight. So with the passing of the former president, the member leaders used that opportunity to say, hey, let's sideline this discussion for a couple more weeks and see if we can get a little closer in the meantime to averting a shutdown.
Well, what are the big issues that have been holding the sides back, and how likely is it that Democrats may compromise on funding the border wall?
I mean, that is the issue. You know, there's always a slew of issues, below the surface, but that is the one where the president is saying, I don't get what I want on this. I'm vetoing it. We're going to have a shutdown, and I'll be happy to do it. And so the question is, because Democrats in the Senate will never allow that to go forward, is there some room to give the president something that he can sign that Republicans can also support and some Democrats can support? And right now, it doesn't seem clear where that compromise is, but that's what the next 2 weeks will be about.
Very quickly, we only have about 15 seconds left. Don't Republicans have the votes to pass something before the end of the year?
They do, but there's not a lot of eagerness as a lame duck Congress to really take a difficult vote like that.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Politico congressional reporter Kyle Chaney. We appreciate it.